Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Recording. So when Allah created Adam, this is Surah 2, which is Surah Al-Baqarah, and then Ayah 30. When Allah created Adam, what was the reaction of the angels? So the first thing the Ayah talks about the reaction of the angels, right? So what was the reactions when Allah says, I am creating a... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am creating a representative. On earth. Did I spell representative right?
Yeah.
Good. So, Allah says, I am creating. Announcements from Allah. Announcements. So, announcement, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Allah is saying, I am creating a representative on earth. Okay, so who is making the announcement? Allah. Who is receiving the news? The angels. So Allah said to the angels, so announcement by Allah to angels. Announcement by Allah to angels. Allah saying, I am creating a representative on earth. Or I am creating representatives on earth. Okay, so what was the reaction of the angels? Who knows what was the reaction of the angels? Huh? The reactions of the angels was? Huh? Yes, purify themselves to you. So the angels said, the first thing the angels reply, so angels reply wondering. Angels reply wondering. So wondering. Did I spell wondering right?
Yeah.
Okay. So angels were wondering. Allah announced it to the angels, I am creating a representation on earth. I am creating representation on earth. Probably representation is a better translation. On earth. Better translation is say representation on earth. I am creating representation on earth. So the angel said what? They said wondering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. What was they wondering about? They said, Ya Allah what?
Why would you create something that only spreads bloodshed?
Exactly. Angels' reply was, They were wondering why this is wondering. Can I get you? This is why means wondering or questioning. Questioning or wondering. So the angels were questioning Allah? True or false?
True.
No, false.
The
angels, nobody can question Allah. Absolutely not. But Allah, so kind, allows people to wonder about what He does. So the angels said, wondering, Ya Allah, do you make representation? Why, wondering, why do you create someone that will spread corruption on earth? That you will shed blood and spread corruption on earth. So the angel said, why, Ya Allah? We're wondering, why, Ya Allah, you do create something, somebody or someone, that's going to spread corruption and shed blood. Now tell me, spread corruption and tell me, why did the angel, how did the angels know that humans are going to corrupt the earth and shed blood?
Because they freedom?
Well, yeah, but they might think that, okay, maybe they are going to have the freedom and they become righteous. Or maybe the bad guys are going to be much less than the good guys. But there is another reason.
Because they're not perfect.
It's close, but it's not exactly the answer. So, because they have freedom, yes. Because they are not perfect, yes. But there is a better or more direct answer.
Because there is shaitan that can...
Okay. The reason is that Allah created before us on earth jinn kind. You know the jinn kind? Yes. And they, Allah gave them free will, freedom of choice. Okay? They were free to choose what they do, what they say. So freedom of choice is freedom of where you go, what to say, and what to do. Right? All right. So Allah gave them that freedom. What happened? What happened to them? Okay. The jinn have all got corrupted. The entire race of jinn, they all got corrupted. They all became evil. No single good one remained. All right? So now the angels, Allah sent an army of angels to fight the jinn and to trap them into the vacant areas of the oceans, like the water, the oceans. There are big vacant areas. Nobody lives there. So the angels trapped them. So here we say, because they have seen what the jinn have done. Because they have seen what the jinn have done. I'm going to go. I want you to move right here. Okay? So, they have seen what the jinn did. Now, what the jinn did, let me explain to you what the jinn did. The jinn went all corrupt and evil. There was no single jinn on earth that is righteous. Okay? All of them went corrupt and evil. To the level that the jinn will steal that they... Like, if I'm strong jinn and you're weak jinn, I swallow you. The jinn has, like, these things, maybe like fish, where the strong one can swallow the weak one. So not only like us, we don't swallow people, but we take away their property, right? If somebody assaults somebody else, you know, you don't eat him. You just take his property. No, the jinn will take the property and eat the weak jinn. And this is how bad they became, okay? So then Allah, because Allah does not allow... the earth to be fully corrupt. Allah always keeps the earth, or at least there are people righteous on earth. So the strong jinn, that happened to jinn, they are all of them became corrupt. All of them. There was no single righteous jinn remaining. And the strong jinn will swallow the weak jinn and take his property away. All right. So Allah sent an army of angels, okay, to fight them. Who won the fight? Angels, of course. They cannot really mess with angels. Angels are very strong and very righteous. So they trapped them. They defeated them and they trapped them into vacant areas of the ocean. The oceans. I don't see a map here, but it is... Basically, they went, let's say, to the Pacific Ocean. Let's say that.
That is a map. You can, like, flip to the front.
Flip.
To the back.
Okay. to show the whole. Can you find out the a map for the entire earth when you're done? So they took them into like vacant areas in the oceans. You know, vacant areas in the oceans. Nobody ever lived there or even, you know, sailed there, you know. It's like the oceans are a huge place. It's like a huge, humongous desert, okay? Especially the oceans near the North Pole and South Pole. They call it Atrin Blahtika. What's that call it?
Bermuda Triangle?
No, not Bermuda Triangle. The name of the ocean. We'll see from the map. Can you get us the map for the whole world after you're done? So now, they took the chief shaitan, which was, who is the chief shaitan? Called Iblis. His name is Iblis. In Christianity, they'll call him Lucifer. They call him Lucifer. So now, what happened to the shaitan? He went up to heaven. And I am not going to tell you exactly what happened, okay? Because I want to focus on what the conversation between Allah and the angels. Got it? So they took the shaitan where? To heaven, and then he started. When you're surrounded by angels, what would you do? You try to become an angel, and shaitan tried to become an angel, and he was able to become an angel, almost. How? He started copying angels, right? He became the most honorable creation of Allah because he's trying to copy angels. Now, why is it that the angels are not so honored when they worship Allah, but Shaitan was so much honored when he worshiped Allah like an angel?
Oh, there it is.
Huh? Yeah. So, Arctic Ocean, nobody has been there. And then, Arctic Ocean, this one. So, basically, these areas where you don't have population. All these areas, so they trapped them in the middle, and they took Iblis, which is the chief shaitan, okay, chief jinn, and they took him to heavens. Okay, now let me tell you something. The jinn has good jinn and bad jinn. All right, now they have good and bad. The bad ones are called shaitans. The bad ones are called what? Shaitans. The good jinn are called righteous jinn. Got it? At that time, they were all shaitans. They were all bad.
Of course.
Go ahead.
Are they still there, the jinn?
No. They got out of the trap later. Okay? Now, this is before Adam is created, remember?
Oh.
Okay? So now, they took the Iblis with them to heaven. Now, Iblis started worshiping Allah like an angel. So, if I say to you, Erfan, right? If I say to Erfan, you are acting like an angel. What is so impressive about it? That he's not an angel, but he's acting like an angel. Why is he going to be better than angels at that point? Because angels don't have temptations or lower desires. Angels don't have temptation of selfishness, greed, arrogance. Angels don't have arrogance. Okay? They don't have these lower desires and temptations. Got it? So when they worship Allah, when they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they worship Him naturally. Naturally means like they don't. This is the way they are created. This is their nature. They worship Allah. How easy it is for you to breathe?
Easy.
Easy to breathe, right? Huh, Taha? Easy for you to breathe, right? Now, if it is easy for you to breathe, okay, the same for the angels when they worship Allah. It's like breathing. It's like breathing to you. So it's not challenging to them. For us to worship Allah and to fight temptations, is it a channel, a challenge or not?
Challenge.
It is a challenge. But the jinn, okay, the angels don't have a challenge. Okay? So why would angels ever do something bad if they don't have temptations to do it? We do the bad because we are tempted, right? Would you do the bad? Would the angels do bad if they don't have temptations? Why would they ever do bad if they don't have temptations, right? You got it? So people were impressed about Shaitan because he's not an angel, but he was worshiping Allah like what?
An angel.
Like an angel. So he's not an angel, but he's worshiping Allah like an angel. Got it? Okay. So they made him the most honorable creation of Allah. They made him the most honorable creation of Allah. And everybody used to greet him and say, oh, Shaitan, Iblis, oh, Iblis, come. The angels were so happy celebrating him. Oh, Iblis, come, come here. Oh, sit on this chair. You are most honorable. You are more honorable than us. The angels are saying you're more honorable than us because you worship Allah like an angel and you're not an angel. You had perfected yourself so much that you became almost like an angel. And to do that, and you have these lower desires and you have these temptations, that makes you the most honorable creature, the most honorable creation of Allah. You got that idea? So they used to honor him and greet him and put him in high chairs, and they sat all under him. So they put him high, and they all sat under him. And then he would love it. He would sit like this. And then, okay, he sits and they, yeah, let's say subhanallah. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. Let's say alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah. He dedicated himself to praising Allah so much, like an angel. And this is difficult. If you act like an angel, would people be impressed or not? The angel, if you act like an angel, the angels will make you better, will honor you more than themselves. Like you, they put you in a high, honorable place. You got it? So now, Shaitan, here's the problem. Shaitan had a strong temptation, which is arrogance. Shaitan puts himself above others. Shaitan was mutakabbir. And we said, mutakabbir is what? So you say here, okay. You see about the angels came down and they fought the shaitans. They trapped them into vacant, wide areas in the oceans. And they took the chief, which is Iblis, with them to heaven. All right. So, shaitan was arrogance. Arrogance means al-mutakabbir. Remember? Al-mutakabbir is one of the names of greatness or beauty. The one who puts himself above all of his creations. Greatness. Anyone who tries to share this name with Allah, Allah will what? Allah will torment him. Torment. Allah will torment. You know what torment is? Destroy. You know what torment is?
Destroy.
That's right. Allah will torment that person or that creation. So Shaitan had this temptation. And he tries to share it with Allah. So what happened is that he felt very proud of himself and very arrogant. Then Allah knows the truth about the shaitan, right? Did the shaitan deceive Allah?
Yeah.
No. He was doing that to deceive the angels. To deceive the what? Angels. Because nobody can deceive Allah, right? So he was worshiping Allah to deceive the angels, so they put him, make him the most honorable creation of Allah. And make him the best. They call him the best, the most honorable. The best guy, the best creation. So Allah wanted to show the truth about him. If Allah wants to show the truth about someone, what does Allah do? There's one way.
Reveals them.
Now, one way, if Allah wants to show the truth about somebody,
make him bow down to Adam.
Yes, but that's called what?
Respect.
No. It's worship? Called test. It's called what?
A test.
Test of submission. Test of what?
Submission.
So did you say you started worshiping Allah like an angel? But although he had temptations and lower desires, he started worshiping Allah like an angel. Okay? And the angels made him the most honorable creation of Allah because of that. Because he is competing with them while he has lower desires and temptations. All right. So the angels, are you doodling? Anybody here? No. So the Allah, if wants to show the truth about someone, Allah will do a what?
The test of submission.
Test of submission. Like test of Islam called test of submission. Because Islam is submission. So, how is Allah showing the truth about us? By testing us, right? When Allah tests us, the good guys will show that they are good. And the bad guys will show that they are
bad,
right? And the careless guys will show that they are careless. The ones who want to ignore Allah, they are, they show about. The stingy will show his stinginess. The mean will show his meanness, right? So basically, during this lifetime, example, Dalia, you're writing, right? Okay. So during this life, Allah tests you, tests submission to see the truth about you. So you actually demonstrate who are you. You're telling Allah, you're showing Allah who are you, right? You're showing Allah and showing people who are you. If you're kind, people will know it and Allah will know it. You got it? So why Allah is running us through this life to test us, tests of
submission?
I'll give you a simple example. When Ramadan, a simple test of submission, when Ramadan comes, Your desires and temptations are telling you what? To eat and
drink.
And Allah tells you what? Not to eat or
drink.
Now, if you're submissive to Allah, then you will listen to who? Allah. But if you're slave of your temptations and lower desires, then you will fast. No, you will not fast. You will what? Break your fast to push away from you the pain of hunger and thirst. Got it? So that's a test of submission. Another test of submission, when Allah tells you to pay charity. And then times of zakah come, which is a charity, and you don't want to pay. You're so stingy. You're so mean, you don't want to pay zakat. Then what happens? Are you submissive to Allah or submissive to your temptations and desires?
Temptations.
Submissive to what?
Temptations
and desires. So these are called the tests of Islam. When the Fajr prayer, when you hear that then for Fajr prayer, and your temptation is to sleep, or desires to sleep, this is a test of submission. If you get up and pray Fajr on time, then you pass the test of submission. Otherwise, you flunk the test of submission. How many tests of submission we're having every day? A lot. A lot. You encounter a lot of tests of submission. To show who are you? A mean guy or a good guy? To show the people and to show Allah. Alright? So that's how Allah shows the truth about people, by doing the tests of submission. Good. And by the way, all of us don't have to have the same test of submission. Like, all of us don't have to have, like, a weakness, the same weakness. Like, somebody is tested if he is or she is stingy or not. Somebody else is tested whether she's mean or not. She cares about Islam or not. Right? Because there are people who ignore Islam and ignore Allah and say, well, if there's anybody up there, let him touch my back. And they just ignore Allah completely, as though there is no Allah, as though Allah did not reveal Quran or anything like that. Got it? Where are you? Okay. So if Allah wants to show the truth about us or any creation, He does the test of submission. Test of submission. So what was the test of submission for Adam, for Iblis? Allah told Adam, told the angels to what? First of all, when Allah made this announcement, that He's creating a representation on earth. Creating what?
Representation
on earth. And representation on earth means Khalifa. Means what? Khalifa. So representation on earth is called what? Khalifa. So Allah announced He's creating Khalifa. Now, Shaitan, as soon as Allah announced that, Shaitan got what? Very scared and worried. Allah's creating representation on earth. Allah's creating a new guy. With this new guy, would he be more honorable than me? Or I'm going to be more honorable than him? Is he going to be the boss? Or am I going to be the boss? Is he going to take my place, the place of honor? Or I am going to be still the most honorable one? He got so worried. And he started wondering. He asked the angels, do you know if this new guy would be better than me or I'm going to be better than him? The angels don't have an answer because they don't know. So then he says, is he going to be my boss or am I going to be his boss? No answer. He's so worried and worry started to fill him up. He became full of worry. Allah fashioned Adam and He placed Adam in the wilderness like this. In Jannah, like this. In heavens, like this. Okay? Adam was just a piece of clay. Like this. So now Shaitan went and checked this new creation. So Shaitan will basically enter from his mouth and get out from the bottom. Shaitan keeps entering from his mouth, coming from the bottom several times. And then he felt good. He went and he said to the angels, I am going to be his boss because he is hollow from inside. You know what hollow is? Empty from inside. We are empty from inside, right? We have stomach, we have breast. We're empty from inside, right? We have vacancies inside.
Stuff inside.
Yeah. Yes, but you have the... So, and also we have this, the shaitan, the path that the shaitan followed.
Esophagus.
This one?
Esophagus.
How do you pronounce it?
Esophagus.
Esophagus.
What is that?
It's
okay. Right. Yes. So now... He said, I'm stronger than him because he is empty from inside, but I'm solid. Shaitans and jinns are solid. They don't have any void or an empty thing inside. Let's say if you have this 7-Up or Mountain Dew, if it's open, how easy it is to
make
like...
Make it empty?
No, to squeeze it like that. It's easy, right?
Yeah.
What if it was full and the lid is here is closed? So how easy it is to?
It's hard.
So when you are solid, you're stronger than when you're empty from inside, right? So the shaitan says, I am solid body, and he's empty from inside, so he's going to be weaker. But I'm going to be strong, like full thing, right? So then he felt good about that, but he was still what? Worried. Allah, he says, Allah must have a plan. I hope the new guy is not going to be my boss. He's not going to take my place as the most honorable creation of Allah. So then Allah announces to the angels that when I... Okay. So about being solid from inside and empty from inside. When you're solid from inside, you're stronger. And this is how Shaitan, when he discovered that Adam is empty from inside, he said, I'm stronger than him. But yet, when Allah announces that everybody bows down to Adam, including Iblis, Iblis got very angry and very mad. Why? Because when you bow down to somebody, he's more honorable than you or less?
More.
Got it? So if you bow down to someone, this person is more honorable than you, right? So now Allah ordered the shaitan and the angels, yes. Allah orders the shaitan and the angels to what? To bow down to Adam. Which means that Adam is more honorable than them. Shaitan got mad and he refused. He said, me, moi, bow down to this piece of dirt. This guy, I am made of fire. I am made of fire, and this guy is made of what? Dirt. Dirt is cheap, right? Which is more expensive, dirt or fire?
Fire.
Fire. It's hard to get fire, but you can get dirt from everywhere. So he said to Allah, this piece of dirt, or this piece of clay. Can I sleep? This piece of dirt or this piece of clay. Yeah, you know, so that you don't sleep. This piece of dirt, this piece of clay. Moa, I am Iblis, the most honorable creation. The most honorable one among your creation. Me, bow down to this piece of trash. This piece of mud. This piece of dirt. I am better than him. He is the one that's supposed to bow down to me, Moa. So now he's making himself above. So he's now getting the name, he's borrowing the name and mutakabbir. So now, Shaitan was worried. Shaitan was worried that Adam would take his place and will be the most honorable creation of Allah. So you said I'm created from fire. Now let me ask you a question. If you have a present, if somebody gives you a present in a box, which one is more precious? The present or the box? The present, right? So if he gives you a very fancy box, but inside the box, did you ask permission?
Throw it away.
To where?
I'm throwing it away.
Yeah, just okay. So, okay. So which one is more important, the box or with the gift? The gift. So the box is the body. The box is the what?
The
body. And the gift is the heart. So you can see in this life very, very, very good looking people. But they are very arrogant and very mean. And very annoying. And very irritating. Right? So those are guys who look very good from outside, but from the inside, they are what? Awful. Got it? Got the example? Did you get the metaphor? It's like a present, okay? On the other hand, there are people, like if you get the wrapping of the gift, then, you know, Allah asked it down and Iblis said, I'm better than him. I was created of fire. And then you talk about the example of the metaphor of a gift in a box. You got it? I mean, I've seen people in this life that are very humble. They don't look really fancy. They look like normal people. And their clothes is like normal. They are not fancy at all, but they have good hearts from inside. So it is like a gift that is so precious from inside But the box is what doesn't look good, right? So this is why the shaitan answer was a silly, ridiculous answer. So if I ask you why the answer from the shaitan was a silly, ridiculous answer, because? Huh? Because? He's playing stupid. He's saying, I'm better than him, I'm from fire, and he's from dirt, right? He's playing stupid. Because shaitan knows better than that, which is that the inside has to be good, not the outside. Got it? All right. So did Allah argue with him? No. Because Allah does not reply to silly, ridiculous answers. So Allah immediately sentenced him to go to jail and hellfire, to be imprisoned, to be jailed in hellfire. Guess what did he say?
Doctor said, no, I'm not bowing down to him. He's supposed to be bowed down to more. And Allah said, I'm created from fire, and he's a piece of dirt. Dirt. Fire don't bow down to dirt. My body is fire, his body is dirt. How about the heart? He didn't care. So Allah knew that he is doing silly, ridiculous answer. So Allah sentenced him to go to jail and hellfire. So as soon as Allah said that,
now, what happened to the angels? Why did Allah do that? Why did Allah test Iblis? Why didn't Allah just sentence him to hellfire right away? Like, from the beginning. Not before the test. No, there is a reason. Think of it. Why didn't Allah just... Allah knew about the truth about shaitan, right? Why did Allah give him the test of submission?
Because he wanted to redeem
the angels to see. High five. He wants to show the angels. Get a lollipop. He wants to show the angels.
You want that.
Is that?
Can I move back now?
Huh?
Can I move back now?
You can go back like this.
No, like...
But you'll talk.
No, I won't talk.
Okay, go back. Okay, so now the... why? If Allah puts shaitan in hell, what would be without testing him? Then what would be the answer? What would happen to the angels? The angels would say what? Would say, Ya Allah, he is worshipping you better than us. He's the most honorable creation. Why are you putting him in hellfire? So Allah is running him through this test to teach who the truth?
Angels.
The angels. Allah doesn't need to wait for the results of the test. But Allah is fair, and Allah wants to show the angels and all other creation that he was sentenced to hell because of his arrogance. He's making himself mutakabbir. So as soon as he said that, all angels now, anybody is deceived with the personality of shaitan anymore? Iblis?
No.
So as soon as Allah said, anybody doodling? So, talk about the box. Did you talk about the box? Okay. Then. Okay. So that was a silly, ridiculous answer. And Allah doesn't reply to silly, ridiculous answers. So Allah ordered that he goes to jail and hellfire. So now you say, Ya Allah, all the angels got ready. Allah sent them to hell. So all angels, an ocean of angels, full of ocean. Billions of angels did what? Now they know the truth about him, that he's the worst guy, not the best guy. Now they know the truth. So they got ready to execute the orders of Allah and jump on Iblis, catch him and
throw him in
a jail in hellfire, right? But Allah, when he saw that, he got scared. He said, Ya Allah, please, I have a request. Ya Allah, please, I have a request. So Allah said, what is your request? He says, Ya Allah, can you just give me a chance until the day of judgment? Can you keep me free until the day of judgment? don't put me in jail in hell right now. Just keep me free. Leave some time for me. Okay? Now, when he was asking Allah, he was rude. He was rude. He says, give me a chance. Give me a chance. So Allah said, your request is granted. You have a chance until the day of judgment. I'm going to keep you free until the day of judgment. Then shaitan, then the angels, you know, are no longer going to attack, ready to attack him. The angels, like, calmed down. So he said, Ya Allah, I am going to show you that I am better than him. I am going to show you that you have made a mistake. I am going to show you who's better. I am going to go there on earth and tempt them. And I'm going to tempt all of them. I am going to tempt them so they disobey you. I am going to tempt them. So now he made a request that Allah wants to keep him free, for Allah to keep him free until the day of judgment. And the request is granted. So he said, I am going to attack them from all directions. This is exactly the ayah in the Quran. Shaitan says, I'm going to attack them from what? All directions. From the right, from the left, from behind, from front, from above, from down. Shaitan said, I'm not going to leave them like that. I am going to surround them from all directions. I'm going to inspire them with satanic idea. Shaitan idea. Do you know that shaitans are jinn and ins? Allah says in the Quran that we have two kinds of shaitan. Shaitans from jinn and shaitans from ins.
Ins?
Ins means like humans. Oh. There's human shaitan and there's jinn shaitan, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to give you a joke about that jinn shaitan. In the past, shaitan used to teach people evil.
Oh, like black.
No, evil, not black magic. Teach them evil, like shaitanic ideas. Shaitanic ideas. Assalamu
alaikum. There's a session in the mosque, learning to forgive. You want to send your Islamic studies class there?
I
don't know. Yeah, sure,
let's go.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, let's go.
Yes, let's just tell them.
Learn to forgive, that's good.
This is...
It's really good.
It is. I've missed them for 4 weeks now. We're behind. Okay, hold on. Let's get to the bottom of this. So he said, I am going to attack them from all directions and make them shaitans themselves. So in the past, shaitan used to teach people evil. Now, shaitan is learning from people. Like, people are able to generate evil that the shaitan can't generate. Like, all these, like, dancing and drinking wine and all of these things. Okay. Shaitan is rated R movies, which are bad movies. All these things, shaitan can't do it. Shaitan has to use the brains and muscles of somebody. Shaitan physically can't force you to do something. Because the shaitan is stronger than us, Allah is appointing on us something called guardian angels. Angels that prevents the shaitans from physically take our existence or destroy us or torment us, right? So those are called guardian angels. So the shaitan can't do anything other than inspire you with shaitan ideas. So those shaitan ideas, I remember I'll tell you a joke about a guy. Let's say, who's the president of Syria? Do you know who's the president of Syria? Al-Assad, right? Who's killing people left and right.
Ew.
All right, so let me just tell you the joke and then you can go. So now this guy, he said, I want to stop this revolution. I want ideas. So he brought the shaitan. He brought the shaitan and asked him for
ideas.
Okay, you probably won't be listening, so bye. Assalamu alaikum. Here we go. Wait.